Alrighty then, another edition of the Film Drunk Broadcast. Live from the front quarters in San Francisco, this, your ear rapist, Ben, the whole crew, Super Blogger Vince.
That's me.
Future NFL Hall of Famer Brendan in the house.
Make him say ha! Ha 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 ha! Ha 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 ha! That's my pledge to you tonight.
To make you say ha?
Yeah.
Ha 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 ha. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
And Scrollmaster Brett in the house.
I'm going to optimize your fuck search.
So what? I don't know what my fuck search even is.
He's an expert in sex engine optimization.
It's like a train shaped like a dick, the size of the Chrysler building. It's a train. It's a sex engine.
With the trains the size of the Chrysler powered building or the dick?
It's the same one, the same, my friend. That's how you optimize. The time has come.
To optimize.
I like sex engine optimization. We're already calling someone.
No, that was an old clip that it ran into.
Oh, really?
On my iTunes.
I thought we were...
You're just playing a previous recording of News Team Assemble from an earlier broadcast?
No, it went into shuffle and it picked up like a recorded interview we recorded at some point.
You just have the Skype sound on shuffle just to listen to it. Now I have friends.
No, it just does that automatically.
Oh, I have to talk to my friends now. Gotta go.
Yes.
Tonight we're going to get Joe Sinclitico, the comedian formerly known as Joe King.
We're going to get him on.
We're going to get him on. Vince has some videos that he's going to
get
really,
him off.
We're going to get him on and then get him off.
Yeah.
But, right?
More accurately, his couch is going to get him off.
That's true. But we're going to help him mentally prepare to get off on his couch.
Right. We're going to optimize him.
Sex engine optimization.
Yeah, for his dick.
And I don't know. Maybe we'll talk about movies. Vince saw Skyfall.
I saw so many movies.
I saw Skyfall.
Did you? Vince Sky fell asleep.
That's true.
That's
did.
Cute. I like that.
Because it's true. Yeah.
Joe saw Skyfall also.
Oh, wow. It's going to be a Skyfall orgy.
I also saw Life of Pi and I guess that's it.
Did it make you want to befriend a tiger?
It did. I already wanted to befriend a tiger, really.
It's one of the things that I always feel like I'm never going to get to do.
Uh-huh.
And I'm already a little frustrated that I won't get to truly befriend a large animal like a whale or a tiger.
I don't know if we have to be friends. I just want him to respect me enough that he'll let me ride him.
I wish I could live a life of Pi.
But your life of Pi is different, I think, than the movie.
Yeah.
Yours is more involves the food. Pie.
Yeah, it's a dessert. I don't know if you're familiar with it, but it's delicious.
I'm actually not a big pie dude.
Yeah, it's because you're horrible.
Yeah.
The movie looks absurd, by the way.
He's dead. It's the punchline.
Is it good?
It's a twist ending.
What's that?
He's dead the whole time.
It's all right. I really like the book, so like I'm sort of going in with some preconceived notions and sort of knowing the plot going in. But
one cup raspberries.
Yeah, exactly. Like, dude, they did not have...
Leave them cool on the windowsill.
They did not have a lattice top, and I feel like, you know, you need that.
I feel like it's a little gimmicky.
Yeah.
You could just poke some holes in there. You're good to go.
That's true. Yeah,
that's what they do in the cartoons.
I feel like I'm being robbed of pie covering when they just do the lattice. You
it's
know?
True. It
you
sort of adds squares, it though. Adds additional structure as well. So if you got ice cream on top, that lattice is not a load bearing structure.
Right.
That's true. I got a clip for you guys. It's a local news clip. I think you'll like it.
My favorite.
For now, we are live in Orange County. Gustavo Almodovar. 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 Gustavo Almodovar.
The best is you're missing that. He says, right before he does a Dovar, he like turns his head really sharply to one side.
Get direction. Up and look. Cheese and rice.
Gustavo Almodovar. Gustavo Almodovar. Gustavo Almodovar. Gustavo Almodovar. Channel 9 Eyewitness News.
He is shockingly consistent, if nothing else.
How many times before he goes out of the house?
We need
how many
drop.
Times in front of the mirror?
We need a drop of that, for sure.
Oh, God.
Gustavo so Almodovar.
Yeah, well, Koss, if you got the soundboard, we're going to need that on there.
He does a perfect quick head turn right at Almodovar.
Yeah.
He does a quick, like, head
head jerk.
That sort of tells you everything you need to know about local news, that there's some guy that probably practiced in the mirror every day how he was going to say his name, and he practiced it until he had a signature head turn on one of the syllables of his name.
Well, it also lets you know that he takes the local news seriously.
Uh-huh. It's true.
Without that, it's like, what, is this all a fucking joke to you, man?
You stumble on the name pronunciation. You might as well go back to fucking Podunk Town County.
He definitely
Fairville.
Read Personal Branding for Dummies.
All right, here's what you're going to need. You're going to need to say your name in a very repeatable way.
It's just the Got Milk slogan with a blank instead of milk.
Got Gustavo Almodovar?
Almodovar.
I love when someone picks a gimmick, but then it doesn't really work out. Like, they try really hard to do.
That's working out for him.
Yeah, that's true. I'm not talking about him.
Okay, someone that it doesn't work out for.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, there's a MMA announcer named Michael Chiavello, and, like, his entire shtick is things that sound like he really wants them to be catchphrases that aren't quite catchphrases. Like, every time someone gets knocked out, he'll be like, "And it's good night, Irene!" And he just, like, he screams it extra loud in the hopes that it will someday become a thing. But it's probably not.
It's good night, Irene, I love you. You got to throw the I love you in there because it's weirder that way.
Well,
like, maybe you go to sleep and I'm going to cradle your unconscious body in my arms.
Talk to Chiavello, man.
There was a great SNL sketch I think I've referenced on the Frogcast before with Tim Meadows was Stu Scott, and he was talking about the basketball game was BYOB, bring your own booyah.
Yeah,
that was Ray
Romano's trying to, his catchphrase is sweet sassy molassy.
It's kind of like that Boom Goes the Dynamite video where it's like this guy got nothing right about announcing, and he still has a catchphrase,
right?
Well, that's like, the only thing that he even said. He's like, and then this guy does. He did that, and boom goes the dynamite.
Yeah.
And he probably thought that up when he was like 14 years old in study hall, and then just decided he could build a broadcast career around his catchphrase.
Not an empire,
right? And now you're seeing the fallout of. Remember when SportsCenter was good in the mid 90s, and it was actually funny
with like Dan Patrick and like
Keith
Kenny
Olbermann,
and
and. They had catchphrases, but they weren't so contrived. And now you can tell everyone wants to have the catchphrase, and everyone wants
to
be. That's
the thing. You can't just like pump a catchphrase. Like, it's something that sort of develops.
Right. But everyone, it's almost like they're just like, well, let's just copy exactly what they did.
Yeah.
And we'll have a catchphrase. And that's why ESPN is absolutely unwatchable. I sat through an hour SportsCenter not that long ago, and it was like someone had murdered my family when I went away to college, but then brought back. Not very convincing body doubles. And it was like an old German man, like, as my mom, like, would you like another pecan bar? Oh, sorry, that was more like Russian. But,
like, Coraline, where it's just your family but with buttons for eyes?
Yeah, yeah. Or there was actually a Simpsons about that where they had a bunch of prisoner references too, which was really funny.
Yeah, yeah.
And it looked like Homer, but he had long hair and he kept buzzing his hair. It was kind of like that. And so I was watching it, and it was horrendous. And everything is... And oh, by the way, he's on a 14-game hitting streak. You know,
a lot of oh, by the way.
Yeah, so much oh, by the way. It's horrible. Talking about Tebow for 45 minutes.
The thing that always frustrates me specifically about ESPN and those main channels, they have very, very little original programming for how many hours they have. They just show highlights all day and then live.
I'll tune in and I'll be like, oh, I wonder what happened in such and such football game. And it's like, and now we go to NASCAR Tonight for a 20-minute segment about NASCAR. And it's like, no, just you can skip those things.
Yeah, I already know what happened.
Let me guess, they went around.
Yeah, one guy went a little faster, too. Would you believe that?
What, did he win?
For going faster, yeah.
Oh.
Let me guess, weather is made of air and cars slow down because of other cars.
One thing
except
that is,
except if you're in Russia,
she did not like that.
Were you there for Brett when Brett, like some old cougar was trying to hit on Brett at a casino
bachelor party,
and
she called Ben an asshole later.
Oh yeah,
he was drunk,
but not to his face. I heard her walk back to her friends. She's like, "That guy was an asshole."
She's doing that thing where she's holding her wine a little too loosely and like spilling it on everybody.
She kept spilling it on me. Remember, she spilled on me three different times.
Yeah. She was probably, I don't know, late 40s, early 50s. She's
younger than that.
Well, she didn't look younger than that.
Mid-40s.
All right, whatever.
That's my guess.
And she was like trying to talk to all of us. And I don't know, she like came to talk to me, and I didn't really give her, I guess, the full attention she wanted.
And she walked by Brennan to the bathroom just after being done talking with me. And she's like, that guy's an asshole.
Well, she's doing the thing where she was barely making sense. And then she would go from, I like this guy, to, I don't like this guy. Right. She's like the same person, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Well, she came up and did the, what's going on? Yeah. It's like, nothing. What's up? It's just hanging out.
And then my favorite part, it was so good that I even wrote down what he said, because she's like, how come, she's talking to Brett, she's like, how come, she for some reason just got him acquired in her radar. She's like, how come you don't like to talk? And Brett's like, what are we going to talk about? And he's like, what about this? Weather is made of air and cars slow down because of other cars.
She was in that projection of self-loathing phase of drunkenness where it's like, hey, what's up? And you're like, oh, hey, what's wrong with you? Oh, why are you such a jerk? Oh, no, then I'm fine. Why are you being so weird right now?
Keep going.
Yeah, I got nothing else. I didn't think I was being weird. We just met. Yeah.
What did Nick say?
Oh,
what did Nick say to her about headlines?
She was talking about her kids.
Oh, it was amazing. All right, so I thought I was like on a troll roll, right? Where I'm just batting her around just to have the blast. And then my friend comes up and just destroys me. Right? He's the best troll I've ever.
Well, because he's also really good at just having that blank stare with, like, no expression. And she started talking about his kids, about her kids.
She's a teacher.
She started talking about her kids, and he goes, I know your kids. I bought beer for them. Your kids are punks.
Yeah, your kids are punks.
Calling some of the kids punks.
And then, she's like, where do they go to school? And she's like, and she said some school, and he's like, heard everybody there has head lice.
And then he tied it. He did a tag at the end too, where she was just like, "Yeah, well, they're all. Well, at least they're not like the kids from West Elm Elementary who all have head lice."
All right, you want to get Joe on the line?
Joe Sinclitico.
I wouldn't want to keep him waiting. I might have smashed like 100 finches on his chest.
Never know.
He might be so powerful right now.
That was good. Harmonized yell. Yeah.
We're fearsome.
This fucking guy.
Big timing you.
Is this Jim?
Dude, you trying to big time me?
Huh?
Are you trying to big time me? What's going on over there?
Am I trying to FaceTime you?
No, you're trying to big time me. You're trying to...
This is a good bit.
You think you're better than me?
I said, who's on first?
I don't know what you guys are saying. Well, I don't know. I should have gotten different headphones for this. I can barely hear you.
Your cell phone sucks. That's why I never want to call your stupid cell phone.
Do you have headphones in?
Or a computer?
I do. I have my headphones in. I'm just trying to see if, like, what the best... Okay, let me try something. Hold on.
You should reverse the polarity.
Yeah.
Wait, are you recording right now?
Yeah.
We don't record. We've never recorded one. We don't record these.
Huh?
None of our mics are plugged in.
Mine's plugged into Brandon's butt.
We don't record any
of
these.
Dude, I fucking... My whole fist... Hold on one second.
If you are new to the program...
I'm so curious where he was going with
that. You're three of you new to the program. Joe Sinclitico, the comedian formerly known as Joe King, has been on many times. And he's fisting something right now.
It always goes something like this. It's funny because... it's like when he can hear us and when he's here in person, it's not quite... Like, his perfect state is not being able to hear us on a cell phone.
Then he just goes.
It's just a more like a. It's just a straight direct.
It's more like a monologue.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's like a Joe King monologue. He was going somewhere really, really good with that.
Don't ever follow up. I want to leave it a mystery. I just want to cherish that moment. Dude, my whole fist. Wait, hold on.
Boing.
It was like machinery sounds.
This is Joe. Leave me a message, and I'll get back to you.
Well, this is going well.
Oh, well, that was a great guest appearance. Well, good to talk to you, Joe. Hope all is well.
What else you got, Matty?
One more time?
Why not?
We got nothing but time, right?
Yeah. We're going for a marathon 9-hour podcast tonight. Hope you guys are ready.
Get excited.
Yeah.
Guys. All unrequited phone calls.
Set your ears to raped. Just all voicemails.
Just start leaving the voicemails.
Do other podcasts, do they like call
someone? Why won't
you
talk to me?
They call someone and then they're like, oh, all right, we're going to start now. And then they edit all that other stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, they have them on the line waiting.
Yeah, we should probably do that or something.
This is Joe. Leave me a message and I'll get back.
Leave them voicemails. Why won't you talk to me?
All right, well, if we can't get Joe on, you have some. You have a lax.
I do. I have another video.
You have a lax bro video.
Oh, I got a lax bro video. I got such a lax bro video.
But it has nothing to do with the laxatives.
No.
Is he just sort of lazy? Is he just
lax
medium strength bro?
Is LA and then the X. Lacrosse and others. Supposed to stand for cross, so it's like.
La Crosse.
But shouldn't it be LA and then like the Jesus cross?
That's true.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying.
But then it'd just be lat, like your back. Just lat, bro.
So they're trying to change their image. They're sick of being known as bros. So.
Oh, I thought it was going to be the opposite. I thought they were sick of being known as anything but bros.
Mm.
And so they'd want to sort of get the bro word out.
No, they're telling people not to be lax bros. So this is a PSA.
They're polo shirt bros and not your fun lake people bros.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Worst kind of bros.
Yeah, like the preppy bros. All right, Joe says to call him.
No, he missed his chance. He played the lax bro.
Certainly taken some grand steps forward over the last decade.
Unfortunately, from our point of view,
many of those steps were in a corporately determined,
tainted, and misguided direction.
Corporately?
It's time to right the ship by utilizing the power and influence of the sport properly.
Veer sharply off the established path
and step proudly towards a higher goal.
I was going to say, like, I know you guys are as big of connoisseurs of the existential buffoon as I am, and this is just some fucking mwah.
So
existential buffoonery.
Lacrosse. What is that?
Adrenaline awareness is our correction.
Our different path.
And you can share the vision with us.
So we challenge you.
Don't be a bro.
Be aware.
It's really exciting to see what's been happening recently because although we've managed to do a lot of good in the past, I feel like we're in a position now to really make some waves and cause some whole-scale changes with the way and direction that sport and lacrosse are going. One of our calls of work.
What does that mean? Whole scale is definitely not a word.
The fuck has lacrosse ever affected,
Brendan,
except some poor drunk girl's life?
Did you step in and do like a consulting seminar for them? Say you need some more disrupting ideation?
Cody 2012 lacrosse.
Urging is basically don't be a bro. Be aware and activate. Make an impact. Create some movement out there in a positive way. We have a tremendous family of individuals that are focused on simply having an impact.
Don't be a bro. Just do stuff. Use words that you don't really understand.
But what does that mean, don't be a bro?
I don't know.
We'll kill your sibling.
Well, it's also like, you know, go out there and do stuff. Make movement. Have an impact. And it's like, well, it's not really.
Continue to breathe.
Doesn't mean anything.
Be active, Brendan.
Yeah.
Be motivated. Do things. Be in a place in time continuously. Maybe going forward. Maybe going backwards. Direction's not important as long as you're impacting the present.
And not being a bro.
Yeah, that's bad.
I don't know what you're doing, but the fact that you're doing it, I respect that.
Assemble the biggest influencers of our brand at a meeting in Utah around our LXM event recently. We had an opportunity to get all of our brand together and all the biggest influencers.
Nicely
the energy
mixed.
Involved there was contagious, and having a bunch of thinkers and passionate people all in one place allowed us to really identify what we're trying to accomplish.
Like, guys like interrupting M83.
Yeah. Providing us with an opportunity to have one of the greatest players and names in our sport, you know, really standing behind what we're trying to do to create this positive change.
Yeah!
It's pretty awesome.
I love this game.
This is the best part right here. Sorry, this is the most. This is just.
You should apologize, but go ahead.
This is the tip of the existential buffoon
spear. The tip of the lax spear?
Oh, yeah.
The tip of the lax spoon. Is that what they call it?
They don't spoons. Spoons
no,
up.
They don't.
Yeah, that's lax bro talk. Spoons up.
Spoons up. Vince. Spoons up. This is the tip of the spoon.
Let's spoon each other.
Thing in the world.
It's been the most important thing in my life. This is the key. This is the instrument. This is my paintbrush. You guys have an opportunity.
He's pointing at his little
his spoon.
His little stick, yeah.
His spoon.
This is my paintbrush.
Although it would be better if he was pointing to his penis. beat you to it, didn't I?
I mostly paint with rape.
Just a boner. Just his boner. He's like, this is my paintbrush.
Opportunity. And it starts in here for all of you guys. You have pride in, number one, being a lacrosse player. Number two, pride in where you come from.
The suburbs of Connecticut.
Represent your brand.
But what does not being a bro mean? Do they need to change their name?
It's got to come from the heart, Ben.
What about from your butt?
No, that's where bros go. Or come from. I don't know.
That's a good bro.
It's gonna
he's going in your butt.
Don't be lax, bro. Be tight.
But I don't get it. Like, no one talks about this. No one talks like this about basketball or something.
Yeah,
it's because basketball's not dumb.
Exactly.
I mean, it is, but
relatively.
Comparatively.
For you to say that, too, as someone that hates basketball.
It shows how little I regard lacrosse.
Well, here's the thing. If you wondered what they mean by a bro, they're going to have Peter Dante from the Adam Sandler movies.
From the Bro Academy?
No, from Bro Happy Academy. Madison.
Bro, why you?
He's going to explain it to you.
Chance to have Peter Dante as our awareness guru and using his influence to strive
for change.
You not
be a bro when you have an awareness guru.
And your awareness guru is the guy that went to college with Adam Sandler and is in a bunch of Adam Sandler movies.
Well, as long as if they continue this mix, I'll be happy because I can totally understand them.
Carry on, carry on.
Dude, we got to figure out how to tell these people not to be bros. Oh, I know. We'll get the dude from the Adam Sandler movies.
Yes.
Perfect.
You know? Yeah, my dad knows him.
High five for justice, fuckers.
He bought a car from my dad because he owns a dealership. I don't know if you know that.
At Toyota.
My dad's his financial advisor.
At Chevrolet of Connecticut.
Yeah.
Don't go to stores.
Don't go to Connecticut Chevrolet, though. That place full of dicks.
Right.
Breckenridge Audi. I'm Tyler Breckenridge. It's my dad's.
The one for the poor people's in Hartford.
Parallel type of resource for this movement.
We are a brotherhood. We are a family. We do not like the term lacrosse bro.
We don't like the term bro. We're a brotherhood.
I swear to God, I'll kick your ass if you use that term, you little pussy.
Shove a parking cone up your ass. That's a callback to Billy Madison. I was in that movie. I wasn't.
But I know the guy that was. Adam
Sandler? I was in like the fourth movie after that.
Would you call your country a cunt? Chuggy, pledge!
Lacrosse bro is a kid who's not respectful. A kid who's mouthy. A kid who doesn't listen. A kid who's an individual. We are part of that fraternal order because we are a family. If we don't volunteer somewhere, do something good for someone else.
Now kiss.
Be a lacrosse player because being a lacrosse player is being a complete person.
Or just playing a sport.
I couldn't see the video, but I picture them interviewing him like as he's boarding a plane or something. Like it sounds like he's walking away. Like
picking up his bags.
Yeah, he's at the baggage claim.
It's like TMZ. They're following him around.
It's like they just know he's a big lax bro. I mean he's part of the brotherhood.
Like,
just hanging out at lax.
This reminds me of the football coaches that used to say, they used to tell me that if you weren't good at football, it's hard to be good at life.
Hey, that's true. I'm terrible at football.
good thing you're good at football then, Brendan, right?
That's why I'm so awesome.
I just suck at life. Brett, you and me, man.
God, I
dude,
know.
Damn it. We're not lax bros, okay? We are a brotherhood and also a fraternity.
A brotherhood.
We hate the term bro. Yeah. We're brothers, you know?
Stretch it out. Make it official.
Because as you grow and as you commit yourself to this game, this sport, this tradition, this family, you have to commit yourself to everything else in your life the same way.
We've got some simple guidelines going forward that we're trying to...
Action plan. This is an action plan.
To live your life according to the lax brotherhood?
This is the call to action. Coney... Lax Coney 2.
Seriously, some dude was just like, oh my god, Coney 2012. Dude, I'm so high, we should do this.
Achieve, and it's definitely a lofty goal, but I think it's an attainable one.
Goal one was raise money. Goal two is raise awareness.
None everything we stand
for what?
And goal three is impact.
Goal four is question marks. Goal five is profit. Yeah. But none of it says, it doesn't say for what. It's just raise money, raise awareness, and then impact. I like that.
Fuck bitches. That
exactly. One of those things is quantifiable, though. It doesn't say for what exactly. Yeah.
Step one, make video. Step two,
show video. Make a video viral.
Yeah.
No, that's step two.
Go up to get, no. Get it out.
Make it viral.
Go to the,
step three, internet money. Step four, yachts.
Disruptive ideation. Yeah. In there somewhere.
Yeah. Whiteboards.
White space identification.
Yeah, there's
market adjacency mapping.
How do you have that in your head?
Because do you know why? Because I actually gave a presentation at work on how not to email people, and I used that email that I read on the on like probably 20, 30 Frogcasts ago. So I've given that presentation several times. So now I remember a lot of the bullet points from it.
The bullies we call them.
Yeah.
Don't call them that anymore.
Voice of the
customer. Like we started a movement and. And charging forward, and you know what? We hope everyone will join us, and we feel like everyone will.
Together, all on me.
Hey, what do you think he meant by putting that picture of the train in there?
they're gonna ride a train.
It's like some really deep stuff.
They're gonna run the train on a bit.
It's like some Lax Bros. Okay, cool. So it's like some undercover.
You know, a sport is super insecure when they have to make a video that's like, "We're like, seriously, guys, we're totally." We're awesome, and we're not
totally a sport.
We're a family. Come on. Yeah.
If anybody ever like stopped rugby practice and like made us gather around while they told us we had to raise awareness and like and volunteer and because we're part of a tradition and a family, I think I would have left.
Well, you would have liked it, but everyone else would have been a little frustrated.
A strong tradition of using sticks to throw a ball into a net.
Yeah.
Well, first to throw sticks to throw the ball into other sticks.
Yeah.
And then into the net.
You know who's using those sticks? Heroes.
True.
Yeah.
Brothers.
It's not bros. Yeah. Brothers. Brotherhood of Heroes.
They actually don't have a Hall of Fame. They just have a Brotherhood of Heroes.
Yeah. I remember in high school, our rugby coach, who was also the science teacher, just came up with like a safe word when the parents were around where we couldn't drink. Because he's like, hey, listen, I know little fuckers are going to drink, okay? Because we went to Ireland We went to Ireland on a rugby tour. And he's like, hey, I know little fuckers are going to drink.
I picture
so
you guys 16 at
let's
practice.
Let's just make it look good. Yeah.
And what was the safe word? Bros?
I think he said, like, the eagle has landed or something like that.
Oh, yeah. No one's going to catch on to that.
Right.
He would say
the
that.
The parents are in the building.
Oh, and then.
But, you know, we'd be on a bus and it would be after the game and then we'd get off the bus. It's for some banquet or something like that. And he'd be like, all right, the eagle has landed. Once we get back on the bus, it's fine. You know, or, you know, that kind of thing.
Huh. Very discreet.
Yeah,
yes.
A little confusing.
He's a weird guy.
Carry on.
I feel so much better about being a lax brother now.
I know. Now that we're not bros.
Yeah. That was really...
That we're a band of brothers that we're raising awareness for something.
That had really been wearing on me.
Get aware. I'm
raising money for something.
Hello?
Hey!
Hey, guys. What's up? Sorry about that. I had to change headsets.
That's cool. Are you on, like, the Bluetooth now?
Yeah. I'm on my Bluetooth fucking jawbone.
Fair.
Like it's the same jawbone that Javier Bardem removed from his face.
That was a good scene. How'd you like it? Did you like it? You're
talking about Skyfall. Vince Sky fell asleep. I'm going to say that five more times.
I think you get two more because it's a pretty good one.
I do remember
who fell asleep.
I did.
Why did you fall asleep, dude?
It was like a 10:30 showing, and we went. We're like, oh, we have like 40 minutes. We should go have a few drinks at a bar. So I had like three or four drinks, and then we went to a movie.
And it's also our friend that doesn't like to just go sip a beer. He's like, dude, let's take like a fucking shot before we go in.
Yeah, he's like, what do you want? And I'd say, oh, give me like a pilsner or something. And he goes and he brings back like Moscow mules every time. And I'm like,
what do you want? Another Moscow mule? No
date? What's going on?
Also, I don't really think about it. I quit drinking, so I don't know what that is.
I don't really know what the hell it is either. It's like some sort of vodka fizzy. I don't know.
They're usually pretty tasty.
I don't like anything with all that like lemony acid shit in it.
It was a late show for Vince. Vince can't stay up that late anymore. It was tough.
Yeah, I even had coffee in the middle of it and I still fell asleep.
Joe, did you?
Well, at least you're not a little Mexican child in Wreck-It Ralph.
That's true. That's true.
You know what I mean?
There's a kid that got shot in a theater in Mexico, and at first they thought like someone. No one heard the gunshot, and at first they thought someone just shot him. Like, and somehow they didn't hear the. So now the theory is that like some people outside were like shooting their guns up in the air, and one of the bullets came through the roof and hit him in the belly.
Holy shit! Really?
Yeah.
Mommy, I got shooted.
Jesus, and it's dark.
Mommy, I think I got shooted.
Dude, Ed, I just think that's crazy, dude. I mean, you know, I like Mexican people. They have colorful houses. I enjoy them. But I don't think they should be shooting children, you know what I mean, in movie theaters. Seems a little excessive.
I agree.
Man, you should be on The View. They have colorful houses. I just don't think they should be shooting.
Yeah, they shouldn't be shooting their children in the movie theater. You shouldn't, you know. But whatever, it's the culture, you know.
Can't judge them. That's
all,
how they.
All the words that come out of Joe's mouth are equal parts excitement and fear. I don't. It's a scary roller coaster listening to him.
Mm. So. Onto
so no one got shot in the theater, but how did you like that? Did you like the movie?
What's the Spanish name for Ralph?
Raphael?
Yeah, Raphael, maybe.
Raphael, yeah. It would have been better if I had thought of it myself, but then I didn't remember what the name was.
You going anywhere with that?
No, I got nothing for it.
Okay. Yeah.
But did you when you wrote about it on your website? Did you make jokes about it or no? That was like
I
felt like you judged me for making jokes about it, but it's clearly like, well, a 10-year-old was shot in the head and killed during Wreck-It Ralph last week. And they kept playing the rest of the movie. That's what you wrote on your blog.
I did write that.
And that's clearly a joke that you're making about a 10-year-old getting
that's
killed.
That's not a joke. They did play the rest of the movie.
So you're whatever, dude.
No.
10-year-old, 10 is like, that's mule age. That's right around mule age.
See?
And you start coming up in the ranks. So he might not be completely innocent.
Just terror and excitement. I don't know.
Oh, you mean like drug mule?
Mm-hmm.
I thought you meant like. Oh,
no, fine. I mean like that's when they start turning into a burro.
They take him to that island in the Pinocchio, and they smoke the cigars, and they turn into mules.
Totally, and he starts turning into a burro. I like it.
Yeah.
It's a good idea. How have you been, man?
Oh, you
How's
know.
How's your blog?
Just cheating.
How come your Twitter count never goes up more? It seems like it just is like stuck, but I would think you'd have way more people. What's going on with that?
I don't know.
I don't mean to call you out.
I think there's a glitch I think their software or something.
You should
wrong
look
with
into
it.
That.
Yeah, I'm going to call them up.
You should call
this week.
Chad Twitter.
Yeah.
It's really gone downhill since Chad Twitter took over.
Yeah, I mean, his dad, Constance Twitter, was really a force to be reckoned with in the internet world.
He's a great
world.
Man.
Who's Chad Twitter?
That's the current CEO and president of Twitter.
Yeah, see, Constance Twitter, he started it, he founded it, you know, with his...
son of Thaddeus P. Twitter.
On the back of his own hard work, and then... You know, he dies.
Hard working man.
And then his son Chad takes over and it all goes to shit.
Put it on the internet. That was the beginning of the end.
Yeah.
So this Elmo guy, he's like molested all these children? That's what I heard?
No, he had sex with one guy who was six. Well, who at first said he was 16 at the time and then later said that he took it back probably after he got paid some money.
Wait, so he wasn't 16?
Yeah,
at the time.
I mean...
That's what he said.
I don't
want
to say that wouldn't have happened if Mitt Romney was in office, but, I mean, I think it probably wouldn't have happened.
Well, and it is weird timing with the Libya stuff, too. I think it's a cover-up.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, because I heard rumors that Elmo was in Libya at the time.
So should have been.
Joe, what's going on down in the City of Angels?
Not much, dude. We just got over a Hurricane Sandy. I don't know if you read about that. There's a hurricane here. That was pretty crazy. And then had Halloween. Halloween is really crazy in L.A. because it's like Halloween is like Bar Mitzvah, Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah, Christmas, Thanksgiving, Valentine's Day, and St. Patty's Day for gays, like all rolled into one.
Okay.
And so they just go batshit fucking crazy in L.A., and they just storm out in the streets, and you can't get anywhere, and you're just driving around, and it's just like, and there's just gays, like hordes of locusts, just everywhere. And you'll just be like driving through, and all of a sudden, like, some guy will like just fucking stroll in front of your car in like raccoon ears, a tail, and a G-string, and that's it. So it's just that. But I guess you guys are used to that because you live in San Francisco.
Yeah, that's called Thursday up here.
Formal wear. Yeah. raccoon tail makes it formal.
Do they just surround the car and just dump buckets of cum on it?
Yeah.
Okay. That's what I'd heard.
And then I fucking get out and I put my hands in my ass and I spread it like, and then I make like a human chalice, and then they pour that cum in and they pick me up and they fucking basically tilt me over into each other, and then drink from me.
Is that
the butt cum?
Yeah, it's butt chugging. It's a different way to do it.
Is that called butt chugging?
Well, it's different. It's like a more, it's, you know, different regions. It's a regional thing.
It's a more advanced version. That's the extra credit version.
Butt chugging. Is that a real thing? Are there videos of that?
You really haven't heard about butt chugging?
You must not listen to the broadcast.
That didn't make your list of current events to talk about that you've been going down?
No, dude. I've been worried about Libya. Just Palestine, you know, worried about those guys over there.
Yeah.
My heart goes out to them.
I hope you've been praying for them.
I have been praying for the Palestinians. All my Palestinian friends that I have, I hope that if they're listening, I hope you guys are all right. And fucking, just keep calm, dude. Just keep calm. Stay low.
How's acting class going down there?
It's pretty rad, dude.
Have you depleted LA's supply of coffee creamer?
Yeah, you guys didn't believe me when I said that there was actually Cold Stone Creamer. I doubted that.
I didn't. I doubted it, but you showed me.
You showed us.
I did my research.
More importantly, have you hummingbirded it out of a chick's pussy yet?
I wish I had. No. No is the answer. It didn't happen.
Well, there's still time.
But, yeah, sometimes you got a hummingbird by force, you know. You got to get the creamer, and you got to pump it in there, and then you just take it out by any means.
Okay.
So, Joe, we didn't get your take. Vince fell asleep. What did you think of Skyfall?
I thought it was a lot of fun. It was really good. There was I didn't think it was believable.
It's a documentary.
You know what I mean? It was like no way that he was going to do all that stuff. But other than that, I thought it was really good. Have they ever had an albino Bond villain?
It's like every other one.
I think they all are.
What about, okay, I don't know, I just thought that would be, you know, something that would be cool, would be a, you know, Bond victim.
with maybe like palsy or something.
Didn't they kind of do the same thing in the last Die Hard where it's like, there's a villain and he can hack anything. And it's like,
you're just standing in the bathroom.
Yeah, he hacks into everything. He hacked into your light bulb.
Yeah, it's like you're just standing in the bathroom and then the toilet just like explodes on you. And it's like, oh, he hacked the toilet.
Yeah.
Is that, he's a cyber terrorist.
Yeah, that whole like idea seemed pretty lame. But I thought they did. And you know what? You know what else though? Judi Dench can eat a fucking dick. She sucks. Like, well, she doesn't even do anything. Everything. She's a great actress. She doesn't even do anything. She just has the same fucking stupid face that she makes the whole fucking time. And it's such a stupid old face.
I didn't know why I was supposed to care about her, but I might have fallen asleep during that part. So it could have been.
Did you stay to the end, Vince, or no?
Brett, you saw it. Is that your official comment?
What?
Did you just grunt?
I don't know. It's dumb. The whole thing is dumb. It's really dumb. It was just they wouldn't stop winking at me to tell me it's a movie about James Bond, and everyone's playing a character. Or it's like, all right, I'm fucking Judi Dench, and I'm M in this movie, and you're watching the movie where I play M. And I don't know. It's fucking contrived and stupid. It's like I kept going like, why would anyone do any of the things that are happening right now? At any point in the movie. It's all just fucking like, because it's a movie.
For love of country, for one?
No, it's fucking stupid. Like, he's driving the fucking crane for no reason. He's like, I'll figure this out once it turns into a scene, I guess. I don't know. It was, and they, none of it was very well thought out. Like, the plot, like the arcs, Javier Bardem's supposed to be the old version of Bond. But then he's representing, like, oh, we're, like, the last two hardcore old-school secret agents. But then he's also the new kid on the block hacker. It's just, like, it's all tangled up in itself.
Yeah, sorry, go ahead.
What about when they go to that, when they go to his, like, whatever fucking, they go to his, like, old orphanage that he grew up in. And then Javier Bardem follows him out there, but then he's part of the British government, and this is a terrorist group that's attacked the British government, but he can't call for backup? Like, what the fuck was that? You know what I mean? Like,
And the Rambo thing was fucking retarded. Like, nothing he does seems like, oh, that's a clever way to get out of a hard situation. It's like, that just looks like fucking poor planning. Like, oh, let's just run away, and then we use the shotgun shells as a knife, and I'm going to karate chop you because that's the old ways. You know, the whole thing was fucking just contrived as shit. It's just dumb.
I kind of thought that too, but I was trying to give it some credit because I did fall asleep at one point. But
no, none of
like the whole time
sense.
I was just like, what is going on? I'm so confused and bored.
So the one good scene, right? This is spoilery, but where he makes him shoot at the girl that he just banged, right? And because he's like, his aim's bad because he's old or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And he takes it's like William Tell. And, like, that's interesting because he's a sociopath, right? And, yeah, and he doesn't give a shit about, he's, like, using this person as target practice, essentially.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember that scene.
I thought Javier Bardem was awesome, though.
Yeah, no, he did a good job. He was the only one actually acting.
I did.
Yeah, I thought he was awesome.
I just liked his weird face with his, like, crooked nose and all the, yeah.
Yeah, he just was really creepy and weird.
Well, that's what everyone said, that he was a good bad dude. I feel like just all the Bond movies are so similar, and you know, they're cool. This wasn't even the better of the latest Bond movies. Like Casino Royale was significantly better than this movie, and everyone's talking about like, oh, this one could win the Oscar, and I don't know what the fuck they're talking about.
The Oscar for most Bondiest movie
of
the year.
Yeah, it's the most movie-like of all the movies you've seen while you were at the James Bond movie.
It's the James Bondiest. And the James Bond Award for the most James Bondiest movie of the year.
Presented by James Bond playing James Bond on a screen shaped like James Bond. Yeah, in the fucking, I don't know, just shut up, James Bond.
But it's he's the coolest spy ever, bro.
It was stupid. And that's what the whole movie was, people telling me that.
That he's the coolest spy
ever?
Yeah,
I could have watched Daniel Craig, plain face, tell me how cool. Like, Daniel Craig does a good suave dude, right?
All
right,
what about
if he just stands there adjusting his cufflinks? I would rather watch that than that movie.
What about spy versus spy, Tom Cruise versus Daniel Craig?
Tom Cruise is not a spy.
He's a spy in Mission Impossible.
No.
What is he?
I don't know.
Midget super spy.
He's just a weirdo.
You know that he's like he would fit into your pocket?
I wouldn't let him.
You wouldn't let him? Well,
stay out of my pockets, Tom Cruise.
Spry.
He's spry.
He's going to leap in there. I just find him one day, like a wadded up $5 bill. Get out of there, Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise, what are you doing in my
get
pocket?
Out of there. I can't buy a candy bar with you.
Get out.
You know what the coolest part of James Bond was? Was that I was sitting next to this Mexican couple. They had brought their 3-year-old child to see James Bond in IMAX at like 9:30 at night. And that opening scene came on with the motorcycle chase. It was like the loudest shit I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah.
And I looked over at this 3-year-old, and she was gripping her seat, so just fucking horrified at what was happening. And then once that ended, she seemed pretty cool. She was kind of disinterested in the movie.
I thought you were going to say then she got shot in the head. Whoa, who turned me up?
Shit.
Or it's weird.
Sorry, I was trying to turn up
Fuck.
Brett.
Oh. I thought you were going to say then she got shot in the head. I was going to be like, oh man, that's too soon.
Oh, yeah, if she would have gotten a shot, that would have been a good time. That would have been a callback. Can we do that part again? You want me to tell that?
You like did like a weird, you had a weird reverb thing going on there. That was crazy.
Me?
Yeah.
Meet Wolf, be a wolf, meet Wolf. Did it sound like it?
Yeah. It sounded the same.
Meet Wolf, Beef Wolf, Mayo Wolf.
Meet Wolf, Beef Wolf, Mayo Wolf.
Jay, you missed a Vince Mancini show at the Punchline last night. Where were you?
Meet Wolf, Beef Wolf, Mayo Wolf.
I don't know. I couldn't get out to. Hey, but do you think that if you brought a 3-year-old child to a movie that like James Bond, wouldn't you think that they would be horrified? But like this little girl, just like she didn't seem to give a fuck.
I mean, just PG-13. It's not going to be like that crazy, you know.
I thought.
But you know what? Like one time, I was hanging out at my sister's, and I was babysitting my niece, and she's only 3, and I was watching. I feel embarrassed. I was watching Crazy Stupid Love.
Yeah, Crazy Stupid
Love. I was watching Crazy Stupid Love, and my sister came in, and she's like, what are you watching? I'm like, oh, this is crazy. She's like, this is way too scary for her. I'm like, it's Ryan Gosling and Steve Carell in a fucking bar. Like, what is terrifying? But then I looked at my niece, and she, like, genuinely looked like, this is fucking intense, because there's, like, kind of creepy music, and I don't know.
I don't know.
That was my story.
I never saw that, so I don't know what was scary about it. I feel like, I mean, for Bond, I feel like kids would just be mostly bored, if anything.
Yeah, that's, I think, what happened, too. She got bored.
That's happened to Brendan. He didn't even have to see the movie. He's already fucking
bored. She got bored of taking bullets.
Oh, I tuned out. I totally tuned out. Well, I haven't seen it. I have nothing to talk about.
I'm just not a huge... It's the type of thing, if I could watch it at home right now for $5, I'd probably watch it. But to go to the theater to watch another Bond movie that's 93% the same as the rest of them, I just don't get that excited.
Yeah, I read all the reviews and I was like, oh man, this is gonna be awesome.
You were excited until you fell asleep?
Yeah, pretty much.
Nothing's ever at risk. There's no point in which you think, oh, maybe he's gonna die. It's just, it's gonna end exactly the same as it started, and everything's gonna continue on. It just makes you feel like you're gonna die someday.
I feel like they're all every movie's so similar for them, and the part that's always annoying too is just like the love connection that he always makes with someone new every time, and they fuck, and then it's like, oh, he cares for her. He can't let her die, and just annoying. It's every movie.
Did
you guys see Lincoln? You guys saw Lincoln, right?
Vincent did. Vince sees every movie now. Now that he's on the tomato meter.
Tomatometer.
Lincoln was pretty good, except for Sally Field was the fucking worst person in the world.
That was Vince's review. He said it was okay except for Sally Field, who should be taken out to pasture.
Don't go off to the war, son.
Shut up and make your cookies.
Like, I wanted there to be a scene where she was just, like, knitting quietly in a rocking chair, and then all of a sudden, like, two Puerto Ricans, like, creeped out of the shadows, and one held her down, and the other, like, cut up her face with a switchblade blade, and then they were like, tell your puppy to shut his mouth, and then they, like, disappeared out the window.
Like, if the South was, like, a drug cartel...
Yeah. And then, like, the next scene is just, like, Sally Field with scars all over her face.
Like an Unforgiven.
It would have been rad, too, if Edward James Olmos was, like, one of the congressmen. But, like, he was always just kind of, like, in the corner. And you're like, is that fucking Edward James Olmos? That would be awesome.
He was just there and never talked.
Yeah, he was just one of the congressmen. He just fucking, but he had his like, had his thing like buttoned all the way to the top, and he kind of had that fucking thing where he's like looking out with his like chin up, like the fucking like.
Like he was just there like every once in a while, it'd cut to Edward James Olmos and he'd just like sort of shake his head and then they'd move on.
And you have to stay for the credits just to make sure.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
Congressman from Missouri, Edward James Olmos.
And then during roll call, they're like, Myers, Breckinridge, Olmos.
James Olmos.
James Olmos.
That would be a really good movie, though, if like all throughout Lincoln, like in like every other scene, was just something like hitting the Sally Field character, like breaking her arm. And there's like another one where she like falls off a bike and her leg breaks. And then maybe
she falls off like one of those bikes with the big ass wheels.
What I wanted to happen to her. Hank Abbott just comes in the frame and just elbows her in the forehead.
Come on, Abbott never used elbows.
No, you're right.
Historically inaccurate.
But the Puerto Ricans are historically accurate.
Tell your puppy to shut up.
I read a thing about, like, in the beginning of Lincoln, there's these two black soldiers that come up and they start, like, reciting the Gettysburg Address back to Lincoln. And then, like, a couple other, like, white soldiers, they start reciting the Gettysburg Address. Like, they all know it by heart. And then I guess I read something about it where it was, like, people, no one fucking even, like, hardly anyone actually even heard the Gettysburg Address. And it definitely didn't get famous till, like, 20 years after the fact or something like that.
Did not know that.
Yeah, I believe it. So, I believe it.
Fucking fuck you, Spielberg.
Fucking motherfucker. It would have been good, too, if that was like, that was role was like 50 Cent or somebody really stupid.
Who played Lincoln?
Just like a famous name. No, he just
50
played like
Cent
a
as Lincoln?
Or a Union soldier.
Oh, I see. Or what about like Ja Rule? He's probably
Ja Rule is Frederick Douglass.
Yeah,
he probably has some time.
I was kind of into like that battle scene though in the beginning of Lincoln. Like I do like Spielberg the way he does like those fucking battle scenes where it's just like so crazy violent.
Yeah, yeah, they were like guys drowning like, each other in like a puddle. It was pretty.
Yeah,
crazy.
And you're just like fuck, like that was, because that's probably, I mean, that's got to be how it was, right? It was just so fucking unbelievably brutal.
I also like the scene where the one guy was trying, like, he's trying to shoot the other guy, but he had, like, a fucking Civil War pistol. So he, like, shoots at him and misses. And instead of, like, running away, the other guy, like, tries to run up before he can put the powder in and reload and just sort of, like, knock it out of his hands. That was interesting.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Like, two guys dueling back in the day where, if they missed, you could either, like, run away and hope he couldn't reload fast enough or, you know.
Or you run at him.
And conk him on the head.
Yeah, it's interesting, too, because, like, everybody seemed to be getting stabbed. I wonder, like, what the fucking ratio was of, like, people just getting stabbed to people getting shot. You know, when you broke it down on a chart. Like, a chart. Here's a chart.
Like, there's a pie chart.
Stabbed. Life of...
Life of pie charts.
Lincoln was getting detailed reports on stabbings versus shootings probably every day.
The analytics back then. Were,
yeah, the Google Analytics.
Yeah. A lot of hand-to-hand combat, though. That must. I mean, seriously. That,
show me the geostats on the stabbing.
We're getting too many stabbings here. But the hand-to-hand combat must have been insane. It's like,
Hey, but do you think that, what did you think of Daniel Day-Lewis's performance?
I thought he was good. He made that thing believable, and then he made a lot of the other people seem not as believable.
Like
he was so good that it made everybody else like seem like it was a fucking movie. Right?
It was like
he was the only actual. It was so weird. I felt the same way. That it was like he was like this real fucking like Abraham Lincoln going through a movie of actors, and they were like acting around this. Like it was just it was crazy.
Sally Field seemed like she was in like a high school play. You know,
she was
where they
Lifetime.
All have. Where they'll have, like, costumes and, I don't know, and then they cry. And
I'm going to be the pumpkin tree.
Yeah.
And Joseph Gordon-Levitt, like, has been on a tear with awesome movies, and then this is just a total, he just fucking was lame in it.
It wasn't his fault. They just, didn't need to
be. Yeah,
but
it's almost, yeah.
So, Joe, what about your acting class? I want to hear more about your fucking.
I have some movie pitches for you guys.
Ooh, oh, all wow. Right.
Why didn't you say that at the beginning?
Sorry.
We're talking about Lincoln.
Sorry,
we could have been here. Like, I'd much rather hear your movie pitches. I know Brendan would much rather hear your movie pitches than talk about Lincoln.
Well, I haven't seen any of these movies, so.
Whose fault is that?
I'm trying to think of which one to start with. Okay, so this one is called Dalai Lamas.
Okay.
And it's about what's that fucking Lorenzo Lamas?
Lorenzo Lamas.
Has a fucking Down syndrome kid who he gets picked as the Dalai Lama.
Okay.
Because he's so fucking happy all the time. They're like, he's a perfect Dalai Lama because he's so happy and he embodies Buddhism. And the whole time, Lorenzo Lamas is like, he doesn't want to deal with it. He's got to go, like, tan. He's got to go get his hair cut. He's got to go fucking work out.
Yeah.
And there's all these, like, Tibetan guys, like, bothering him at the tanning salon and all this shit. But then, at the end of the movie, it turns out it's not his Down syndrome kid at all. It's actually his pug, Pico. And Lorenzo Lamas has gone insane. And this whole time, he's in a mental institution.
Oh, so it's in his head the whole time. That's a twist.
Yeah, I think it's pretty solid. And, all right, here's another one.
Okay.
Nick Nolte stars in My Grandpa the Polar Bear, and it's basically a movie where Nick Nolte, it's like The Fly 2. Nick Nolte has created like one of those fucking things to transport people.
Okay,
but like a polar bear hair gets in there, and he starts becoming a fucking polar bear. Like, he's like, and then, like, slowly just turns into a polar bear and then eats his grandson.
How did the polar bear hair get in there?
That's easy. Maybe he's a scientist studying polar bears. Come on. Oh. That's easy.
Yeah, he's got polar bear. Like, dude, when you're a scientist, you have all sorts of weird fucking jars of shit at your house. You're trying to fucking make a transport teleportation thing.
Yeah, you got like weird animal fetuses in jars.
You gotta have paper clips, maybe some fucking polar bear hair, some fucking shoelaces, weird stuff.
All right, point taken. You explained it for me. I'm good. I needed that. One.
You needed some clarification.
Yeah. You had to sell that one aspect of the plot.
Joe, I also do appreciate that you're sort of like Osimo, but instead of all Adam Sandler movies, 90% of your movies include Down syndrome kids.
Well, it's interesting because I have this other idea. It's called Bernardo Retardo, the cum eater. But it's not what you think. It's not what you think. Okay.
I wouldn't expect.
It's not what you think. This one is about Bernardo Retardo, the cum eater, is about this dude named Bernardo who's fucking retarded and just eats cum all day. Like, he just can't stop eating cum.
Where does he get it all from?
He just gets it from the source. That's a good part. That's a big part of the movie, is that it's just him just fucking sucking cock. But don't worry, like, it's not weird because he's played by Michael J. Fox.
Okay. This is a big comeback role.
Comeback.
Oh.
No. Come eat it.
It's not what you think. People are going to be surprised when they see that one.
This one's called Indugo.
Okay.
And it's about a little African girl who goes looking. It's an anime movie. She goes to look for her clit. To go find her clit.
Has it been removed?
What's it called?
It's called Indugo.
Okay, sorry.
It's like a just, yeah.
Is Indugo the girl, or is that like? Well, I don't want to say.
And there's a part where she gets her clit, she finds her clit, puts it in, twists it, turns it back on, and like a fucking rainbow shoots out and melts people's face like the Raiders of the Lost Ark.
This is going to be a sci-fi.
The clitorectomy. The people that are doing the clitorectomies are like chasing after her, trying to make sure she doesn't get her clit back.
Oh, okay. So she's like a very powerful. You know, she's going to take down their whole enemy empire.
She's a witch.
Yeah.
Okay. I can see that.
That
writes itself.
So,
and what's Indugo? What's the? I don't understand that.
What do you mean?
That's her name.
Don't you understand?
Oh, that's her name, Indugo?
Yeah. Oh. It's a fucking African name, bro. Traditional African name that I made up.
I'm so sorry.
I think that's an About Schmidt.
No.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah, he's always writing to Indugo.
What the fuck? How do you remember that, bro?
Because that was a really good part. We actually, I really wanted to sponsor an African child, but nobody's on board with it.
You mean none of the institutions that let you sponsor children? They're like, look at this fucking loser.
Yeah.
No,
they wouldn't
thanks.
Take your money. Is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're
better off without knowing you.
We wouldn't let our orphans sleep on that jack off couch.
We really can't let them send you letters because
they just put a restraining order on me.
Then you'd read them.
Do not accept money from this man.
This is all over Africa. This is Vince's face.
Do not accept money from this man.
Did you know that I got a kitten, Vince?
No.
Yep, I got a kitten, and it's freaking really cute.
It's not like in your belly or anything, is it?
No.
You didn't eat a kitten.
This girl, I knew she had a petting it right now. It's actually, hold on. What the fuck is that? This is crazy, dude. It's like sitting on its hind legs and like, but it's kind of like pawing at the air with one of its paws.
Mm-hmm.
And this is fucking crazy. There's something on its paw.
Okay.
I'm like, oh fuck, dude. There's a stigmata on its paw. Get that kitty to the Pope. That's the idea for the movie. That's the pitch.
Okay. I like it.
Is it called Stigmata Kitty?
You get the kitty to the Pope. It's about a cat that has stigmata, and they're trying to on a crazy adventure to get it to the Pope.
I like the whole setup, though. I felt like I was in the scene.
For camera. I just thought I'd come at you guys from a different angle.
I
appreciate
that. Engaged.
I felt like I was in the movie there for a minute. I really like that. So that's, is that what you learned in acting class?
Yeah. That's called dropping into the scene.
Mm-hmm. So you dropped us in.
I think that's a real, but do you see, can you imagine it? Like it's like, and it's like pawing in the air, and there's like a little bit of just blood trickling down in the middle of its paw. It's a little kitty stigmata.
Can there be like the pentagram on its chest or something? I'd like that.
Oh, like it's fighting an evil. There's like an evil kitty that it fights.
Yeah,
battles.
It's possessed by an evil cat devil.
See, there was that movie Stigmata, and then the thing I never understood about it was, like, what was the twist on that? Like, she was possessed by Jesus? And if so, why was she evil?
Yeah, why is he being a dick about it?
Yeah.
I am not familiar with that movie.
I want to say it was, like, Patricia Arquette or something.
Yeah,
it
was. Yeah, that I do remember, but I...
Yeah, I'm trying to remember why she was both... evil, but yet also having the stigmata. She was like somehow possessed.
Dude,
but...
Catholics are scared of all kinds of shit, man. You just throw like two references in there and they're like, oh shit, it's just like when I was in Catholic, whatever the CC.
Catechism.
Yeah, that one.
Cataclysm.
They just teach them to be guilty and scared, and so they'll just sort of react to anything.
It's true. Except for anal.
They're never scared of
Get
anal.
Get that kitty to the Pope!
It is a good tagline.
That's what I yell when I'm going down to my girlfriend.
Would there be like an exclamation point on the end?
Oh, absolutely.
On the end of the title?
I think so.
Yeah, and the cover of the fucking thing is a cat in like the Pope's outfit.
Well, that's always a winner.
Yeah, as long as the hat's too
in
big.
It's
adorable.
In the Pope mobile.
Can you tell, please?
It's called a mitre.
Please tell me that they have to go to the cat pope and not the normal pope.
Cat pope's not allowed in the house.
That's interesting.
I'm just saying, think about it. You don't have to, you don't have to commit to that.
Just roll it around in there.
Yeah. You know, we're spitballing.
Is the cat pope hang out like in a fancy kitty litter box, like a very ornate kitty litter box?
Yeah, with a cat Jesus. It's a cross.
Then no.
Okay,
absolutely
okay.
Not.
Well, I appreciate you taking the time. And, you know, may the Pope be with you.
What else you got, Joe?
I know you got at least one more.
Yeah.
I have, this one, Depardieu, The Right Thing. And this one... is Gerard Depardieu is in Harlem. He hates black people, but his daughter, his underage daughter, keeps fucking him. And so it's
him or black people?
What?
She has sex with him or black people?
I mean, whatever you want it to, whatever you want.
I'm asking you. Yeah. This is your movie.
We can do that. We can do both of those.
So maybe she's just having sex with him and then he's jealous.
Do you think that she had a clitorectomy?
I don't know. What does the script say?
Dude. Can we talk about clitorectomies for a second, guys? Seriously, can we have a serious discussion about that? Because it's fucking crazy.
Sure.
I'm just kidding.
Aw.
You really want to talk about it.
It is a brutal practice.
I heard that like Uganda, didn't Uganda pass some
Bishop, look, yeah, they did. Being gay can be punished to death.
Yeah, someone sent us an article.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think God passed that legislation and called it AIDS.
Come on.
It was like a front page news in some paper in Uganda, and it was talking about some guy stuck his black whopper in someone's ass.
What?
Yeah, it was written so strangely. Some guy tweeted both of us, and it was a screen cap of the article. It was bizarre.
It said whopper?
It said, yeah. It said whopper, and it talked about like his anaconda and all this stuff. And then it said that he was found out when one guy took his leaky bum to the hospital.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they arrested him?
No, but like they published his picture and his name and everything. It's insane. And so it was half part. It was, you know, one part. Kind of funny because the whole thing was so strange, but also like really fucking sad that This poor guy, man. He just wants to bone dudes.
He's just trying to have some butt sex.
He just wants to bone dudes.
Wait, you know, it shouldn't be.
Dude, if you can't bone dudes in Africa, where are you supposed to bone dudes?
It's true.
Definitely not in Africa, that's
Caribbean,
for sure.
Maybe. So what do you do? Like, I mean, if that's you, wouldn't you just, like, leave immediately?
I don't think you've got a lot of money to just hop a plane. And there's only one plane, and the plane's full of...
Yeah, I do think we probably take
the
it for granted.
An old Russian plane.
We probably take it a little for granted that it's like, look.
Well, I don't mean just like leave. I mean, wouldn't that be your goal?
Agreed. Yeah, but it's probably not as easy. And it's also, if that's all you know, it's probably hard to pick up and just leave all your family and friends.
Let me just get a fucking Rosetta Stone through Amazon, learn up on English, and then hop the first flight out of fucking Uganda.
Isn't like their English their one of their official languages, though?
Yeah, but listen, I mean, bum. It's not a word.
That's a good point. It's a good point.
Yeah, bum. probably not a whole lot of places to go. It's got to be a bummer that you can't just, you know, have sex with some dudes if you're a dude and you go to jail or get killed. That's
I'm saying it's got to be not fun.
Well, they've got a lot of problems over there, it turns out. So
yeah, but you know what's going to fix it? Like a lot of Jesus.
The more Jesus will fix more problems.
I fucking tell you what, I'm not going to Uganda.
You had a big trip plan where you're just gonna hand a bunch of money out, huh?
Yeah. I'm definitely not going to Uganda.
You were on the fence. But now Bishop looked.
I was on the fence. I was like, okay, you guys want to chop each other's hands off.
Look, if you're on the fence, that makes you a witch, and you will be lynched for it.
Mm. For being on the fence.
Yeah, you know who sits on fences? Witches. All right? That.
And the gays.
Yeah, you're going to get set on fire for that.
How is it that gay people get all this hate? Like, what is it about, like, being gay that makes people so angry? Like, they don't get that way about, like, other types of, like, fetish or like, other types of, like, sexual... Like, nobody's going after people that fuck people's feet.
They should.
Vince has a big problem with that.
It's a bit
you know what I mean?
Problem.
It's just like another... But, like, that's just another thing that I look at, and I go, okay, well, I'm not into that, but if that's what you're into, all right, that's fine.
Well, that's because
you just want to fuck feet. You like dudes' buttholes? That's cool, too.
I get being gay, but liking feet is just sick and wrong, and those people should... They should be thrown in jail.
Dude, have you ever fucking had a dick where it's just like so far inside and you feel like maybe you're not going to make it through and that you're going to throw up because it's just so far inside you? And then you fucking just like see yourself, kind of catch a glimpse of yourself in the mirror and then you think about what your father always said that to never give up.
Giving yourself a mirror pep talk, yeah. I've been there.
It's just so far inside. And you're just like, you can't catch your breath. You're just...
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Oh, yeah, sure, sure. Joe, there's just a lot of times I don't quite know what to say after you say things. That, you know, that was one of them.
You spend the whole lead up, like, where you're like, oh, crap, where is he going with this? And you get all scared, and then there's, like, a tension breaking, like, okay, it wasn't that bad. And then, but then you're still sort of left speechless a little bit.
What did I say that was so bad today?
Well, nothing. It's just like, well, I don't know. I don't know about nothing. I mean, probably a few things, but it's usually more just the anticipation than the actual execution.
The payout's always kind of a relief.
Yeah.
It's like you go, so you're on Splash Mountain, right? And you're like, oh God, Splash Mountain. And then you go down and you get splashed and you feel like, oh, that wasn't so bad. And then you get out and you realize that it was all like butt juice. Right, like there's a last minute dirtiness
what
to it.
Disneyland, do you go to?
That's what I'm saying. It's Joe's Disneyland, right?
Oh.
There's the anticipation where you're like, oh my God, it's going to be a scary drop, and then you go down and you think, oh, that wasn't so bad, but then like half an hour later, you realize the water stinks real bad.
Maybe a little cum in there.
Well,
this is a very mixed metaphor.
Yeah, that.
Well, if Joe's involved, there's always cum.
Yeah.
Or period. But you lost me. I'm just going to be honest.
I'm just saying. Fear, exhilaration, acceptance, dirtiness.
Okay. Mm.
That's the right, that's the that. Joe. That's the Joe.
The four stages of grief.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
The four stages of Synclitico.
Mm-hmm.
Joe, how's the name change going? Are people taking to it?
Yeah, it's been great, dude.
Is it a huge weight lifted off your shoulders that you can finally be you?
It's huge. People still fuck it up. They still call me Joe King.
How dare they?
Oh, they got my introduction pretty wrong last night. It was pretty funny.
Oh, what'd they call you?
You write for the
No, he's like, because he comes, Stramoid. He came up and he's like, what should I say about you? I'm like, I was like, I'll keep it simple. I was like, just say film drunk in the Portland Mercury. And he's like, all right, y'all, give it up for Vince. He writes for the Mercury.
I was like, which, all right. And for those of you that don't know, there's a big paper in the Bay Area called the San Jose Mercury.
So. I don't think that's what he meant. I think he just sort of forgot everything that I said, which is fine. I don't care. I'm like, I can write it down if you need.
Yeah, next time I'll give you my business card or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. How was the show last night?
It went really well. It's always good when they're like laughing more than you expect, so then you can sort of play around in the time that you're waiting for it to be like quiet enough to continue with your joke, which is much better.
So you're telling me
when it's dead silence, and then you're sort of like just fucking flailing about.
So you're telling me if I ever do comedy, more laughs is better.
Yeah, yeah, that's my professional opinion.
You
it
know,
was,
what?
It was weird to see Vince look like he knew what he was doing. a little uncomfortable.
When
for
we
me.
Saw him, when you were at Cobbs, you crushed.
This is better than
this
that.
Was much
wow,
better.
Wow, much better.
Better. Yeah,
wow. Punchline's fun. Punchline's a cool little
place. I made
place.
The mistake at Cobb's of opening with something that I had never done before and I wasn't that comfortable in. So then I just like it prolonged.
You also made
the
a slavery joke, which didn't go over so well.
I see. I still stand by that
it
joke.
It was the Mouskovitz.
Yeah.
It was the Holocaust joke.
I stand by that
you,
joke.
No, you did a slavery joke. I thought it was funny.
I stand by that joke. The joke, it was about the Olympics. I said, do you think that house hockey players have a lot of resentment.
Resent the field hockey players.
Do you think the field hockey players have a lot of resentment towards the house hockey players?
Yeah.
And I stand by that joke. I
left my ass.
I'm not ashamed. I think it's more.
Dude, that is racist, bro.
I don't think it's the racism that's keeping them from laughing. I don't think they know the reference.
Yeah.
Dude, I don't know, man. It just fucking feels wrong.
Okay.
Feels wrong.
Well, I don't do it anymore because the Olympics have been a while.
I'm just kidding.
Once
dude.
Every four
I'm
years, kind
at
of
these
joke.
Pictures, and it just says her face / her pussy, and it's a picture of a girl's face and then a close up of her pussy. It's great. It's just a series of pictures like that.
Is this what is? Where is this?
Yeah. How do you get a hold of that?
And then you kind of like, yeah, that makes sense. That's her
I think I've seen that. Wasn't there like a whole book of that? There was like a whole weird book where it was just like a woman's face and then with a close-up of her vagina next to it. Wasn't?
Yeah, that's just something I cobbled together. I have like a scrapbook that I keep.
All the faces had their eyes cut out.
Or worse. Little versions of their pussy photoshopped in a space of eyes.
All the pussies have their clitorises removed.
Oh.
No, but what's the,
we
what's
just need
the,
a dissenting
a
voice.
Clitorectomies?
What's that?
What's the theory behind clitorectomies?
Girls won't cheat on you?
Yeah, because they don't get take pleasure in sex, so they won't be seeking it out, I think.
I thought it was witchcraft.
Oh,
is there an actual...
No, it's not witchcraft.
Is there an actual misogyny background to it?
Oh, yeah.
They're just like, I don't know, that's where space devils come
no,
from.
No, it's a total misogyny background. It's like, it's the whole... The idea is that, like, she'll have sex with you because she has to, because she sees your wife and not because she likes it.
That's sad that that's actually more fucked up than that's where space devils come from.
Yeah.
Like, I would forgive ignorance over direct...
Direct, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but don't you want to fuck a chick that, like, isn't it, like, half the fun that she's enjoying it?
I would think so. I mean, Brett doesn't think so, but...
Do you not care about pleasing a woman, Brett?
No, he just likes...
What's wrong with you?
He likes it when they feel like they're caught up in some Kafka-esque... nightmare, and they're stuck in it, but they've like, he gets off on that moment when they've resigned themselves to it.
They get up and run for the door, and then they open the next door, and it's straight back into Brett's bedroom.
That's like the timeshare.
That's Kafkaesque. Yeah.
Oh, they just, they don't even take their clothes off. They just spend the next half hour filling out paperwork.
Yeah, that's it.
And then you turn into a giant bug.
Hmm. Well, this has been dark.
Yeah, this is it always gets really dark when Joe's on.
We took
what?
A couple.
Well, it's all your fault. I'm blaming this all on you.
All right.
Why don't you tell us about your acting class? That was light.
Dude, I haven't been taking it lately. I haven't been going to the acting class lately.
Did you find out that, like, just having someone tell you to make out with people doesn't actually help you help your acting?
The student has become the master.
Dude, you know what I think about? Sometimes I think about, I wonder if sometimes if...
Continue.
What the fuck was that?
It's the part of Splash Mountain where you go up.
No, I think about sometimes, like, if I ever had any success in comedy and, like, people actually, like, knew who I was, if they would listen to these podcasts and then, like, I would have to apologize. Like, let's say, like, I auditioned for something. I was, like, all of a sudden I was, like, on Suddenly Susan 3.
Yeah.
The Return.
Like, and they're like, hey, there's this fucking,
or if you became like the Downy, like teddy bear, like toilet paper guy or something, where it's like you're in commercials where you're like, don't forget to wipe your bottom. And it becomes like a catchphrase. And then like people are like, oh my God, did you hear the don't forget to wipe your bottom guy? Like talking about clitorectomies on this podcast.
Well, at least you have a comedy background. I worry every single fucking day about walking into work and having my boss be, okay, so we heard all those things you said about Eskimos. And so obviously you made our job really easy. We're going to have to let you go.
But isn't that sad? Like, I feel like people are – they're not adults about the possibilities of where your mind can go. Like, they act like you're somehow wrong for having curiosities and just, right, like, not being bound by whatever, like, dumb
we like to play
crap you're supposed to talk about.
We like
about
to play a big game, Vince. It's a big game. I jerk off to rotary telephone pictures.
Actually, I haven't made a lawsuit on my hands if I ever got fired for
nonstop.
Just joking about bullshit on this, but
yeah,
I still worry.
It's just weird. When I was a kid, I didn't imagine that people would still sort of treat each other like your teachers treated you when you're in school. But that really never goes away. Like your
it never does.
Bosses
That's
teach you
probably
treat you
the
like
biggest
that.
Disappointment of my
like
entire
every,
life.
There's always something. Like even for me, I like practically work from home, and even I practically work for myself. But even for me, it's like, oh, I can't say shit. I have to put an asterisk in it because someone's work filter might block it, and then someone who wants to advertise on my site for like their video game might be worried that someone's going to boycott it because there's a naughty word next to it.
Or they'll get mad at them for sponsoring it.
Yeah.
Because you said like poo-poo butt or
it's
something.
It's all just, it's like an elaborate absurdity and no one really seems to, we all understand
yeah, but
it,
think
but
that's
then.
Like, don't you think that's like, it's all just because it's like so easy for people to latch onto. Like people are just so stupid that saying something that's like obviously kind of outlandish or offensive is like an easy way for people to just be like, it's an easy thing for them to point at and say, that's bad.
Yeah.
And like, you know,
oh, yeah.
They don't want to think hard enough to actually figure out shit that is actually bad.
It's like the sex worker legislation in California where if you read into it, it's very kind of slipshod and disturbing, and then it passes by like 87% because they're like sex working bad.
Or a better example was when Lars von Trier got in trouble because he said, like, I understand Hitler, and everybody's like, oh, he's a Nazi. Let's
And I think he got his metaphor wrong. He was trying to do the Mussolini thing where it's like, well, at least in fascist Italy, the trains run on time, right? Where he's like, yeah. he was commending the fascists on their efficiency in a very dark sort of way. But then everyone blew up and they're like, he said high five to Nazis. You shouldn't high five Nazis. Nazis are comedically bad.
Yeah, it's just like an easy way to dismiss something without having to think about it at all.
Well, people love getting offended.
What about this? David Petraeus guy too. It's like he fucking cheated on his wife. It's like he's the director of the CIA. I guarantee you that's not the shadiest thing. He's like,
he got fired because he couldn't keep it a secret.
Yeah, like thousands of people on his hand. It's just so stupid. It's like who cares if he fucking cheated?
Like if you can't hide that from the FBI, who's like your fucking sad cousin, right? If you're the CIA and you're like, look, we got fucking robot planes. What do you got? Like. The jacket,
no, I've seen a couple people being all outraged that, you know, he got fired because he had a consensual relationship. But the issue is not the embarrassment or the, you know, the people were saying, oh, we're so Puritan that we
blackmailability.
It's the honeypot. Yeah. The honeypot is the ultimate downfall of any spy. You know, the mistress who then subtly milks the guy for secrets. So any kind of there's some, like really clear expectations that are set out from the beginning.
She literally milks
like,
him.
You cannot fuck around while you're on the job
because
it's a major national security risk. Yeah. So it's not just like, you know, because he had an affair, it's embarrassing. He's got to step down. It like also encompasses all these other.
Well,
really
I
got the sense that was not true at all. That the CIA was actually just opposite. There was actually like an organization where it's like there's so many people that cheat on their wives because they're in other countries for months at a time, or they're here or they're there, and they're just kind of like they're just used to fucking covering up shit, so they fucking cheat on their.
I think their official policy is that you can do it. You're supposed to know. You're just supposed to tell the FBI that you're doing it, and it's allowed. I mean the CIA. Sorry, but everybody online is like, oh man, did you hear the latest thing about Petraeus? Like, oh dude, fucking this crazy thing about Petraeus came out, and I don't know. As soon as I heard it, I just sort of dismissed it. I was just like. Okay, that dude cheated on his wife. Well, I just immediately stopped giving a shit.
The whole thing, unsubscribe.
Yeah, I was like, okay, who cares?
The whole thing's a non-scandal. It's like, wow, he cheated on his wife. All right, and he got fired for it. All right, the end.
Yeah, I don't care.
Yeah, all right, we don't need to make this into a news cycle.
He also, he definitely.
Everyone seems like they did the right thing. He's a CIA former general. Cheated on his wife. All right, cool. He fired. Cool.
Chose to fuck the wrong chick because that chick was psycho. She has like. She has like classified docs in her place now. She was emailing.
She's got
some
crazy eyes.
Yeah, she was emailing some chick that she thought maybe
it's a biographer. It's his biographer.
I did like the local news show that aired the photo of the book, and the book's called All In.
Oh yeah, All In.
The actual book's called All In, but they aired the doctor one that said All Up In My Snatch. Yeah, that was awesome.
I just like he's like he must be like God damn it! I picked the psycho fucker. God.
Well, here's the thing about banging your biographer is that you are allowed to shout out, tell me about me during intercourse.
But it wasn't, it wasn't the biographer, that was the crazy one, right? It was
the biographer.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. Crazy one.
She's psycho. Oh. She emailed anonymously this one chick. Yeah, fucking writers, man. If you know any writers,
Mal.
Well, it sounds like the chick that she emailed to was also like a psycho bitch and that she... And then she goes to her, she like somehow knew some fucking guy that was like a friend of hers that was in the FBI, and she told him about it, and then he opened, like he basically started the investigation.
Yeah, now she's asking for diplomatic immunity somehow.
Mm-hmm. Does the dude who started the investigation get a promotion out of this?
Started the investigation.
No, he's going to get fired probably because...
It was against law. What the biographer saw. What your Kelly saw. It was against the law.
Is that me and Julio down by the schoolyard?
Papa looked down and he jizz on the ground.
Where's their FBI in there?
The FBI all around.
There is no FBI in me and Julio, but there's...
There's the police.
Yeah.
Gonna call the FBI.
On the cover of Newsweek.
Yeah.
For one more week.
Well, this has been good. We'll workshop this.
Great, yeah. Good thing this isn't going out to anybody.
It's very good.
Yeah.
Hey, Vince, did you like the punch? Did you like the punchline better than the?
Than Cobb's?
Yeah.
It's smaller. It's smaller, so it's louder, and there was a better crowd, so it's kind
of
hard to.
And it's got a great build inside of a parking structure vibe to it, which is yeah. just the whole place is like an IQ test because yeah. you get to the place that the map tells you it is, and it's just an awning with no door.
Yeah, you have to walk upstairs. Square. Yeah, it's very strange. It's like a Soviet apartment block or something. I don't know. It's hard to separate the actual venue from the people that are there in it. I've seen it bad. Like, I've gone to their showcase on Sunday night where it's just a horrible audience. But this one was really good, so I don't know.
I actually know that dude, Justin. He's a cool guy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I've met him a few times. I don't think I've ever seen him stand up, but he's always been a really cool guy.
He did well.
He was recording a CD, or?
Yeah, That's correct.
Very quaint.
Yeah.
And were most of the people there to see him, or was it like a mix of all the other comics?
I think it was a mix. I couldn't really tell.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
That's probably why, like, the Cobb show was like a lot, you know, there's a lot of people there to see my buddy John. There was like older people. There was a lot of like older people there.
He had some oddly uptight friends. I don't know. I don't know. There was like a.
Well, there was also like I did a lot of shit on like I used like Craigslist and other things to like get people there. So it was like just a weird, you know, it's almost like a too diverse of a mix of people, maybe.
Yeah. There's at Eric Berry's show, he sometimes uses Grouper, which I guess is like. It's some sort of website where people go, and it's almost like it sets up blind dates for you somehow, sort of thing. It's like they.
I'm already scared.
Yeah, you'll get these weird groups of like 4 to 6 people where it's like 3 dudes and 3 chicks that like don't know each other and haven't met, and they're all like on this weird awkward like first.
Do they
speed
know
date.
Anybody?
No, it's like they signed up for some weird website.
They're just now in a grouper.
Yeah, it's sort of like it's like a you know a contrived sort of speed
it's
date
an,
sort of
it's
thing.
It's an orgy.
Yeah, yeah.
Would they all get a fuck?
Yeah, yeah.
And so they get there, and then it's like, can you imagine a worse audience for a comedy than like 6 people that have never met each other before that are like trying not to freak each other out?
Like, am I allowed to laugh at this?
Yeah, exactly.
No, I shouldn't. Never mind. That wasn't funny.
Can
yeah, right.
Can I take my pants off now?
Yeah, yeah. Then
am I going to get a ride home?
If you take your pants off, you will. Should I laugh? Should I order another drink?
Yeah, a lot of that.
Sounds super fun.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of group.
Oh, Joe, did you see that video of the guy he brought? I think his name is Jake Wiseman. He brought a guy on stage.
Yeah, I know that guy.
Oh, do you? All right, so the story, if you guys didn't see the video... He brought a guy on stage. Like, some guy was being your typical, like... Everybody says heckler, which isn't quite right. There's always like some drunk person who thinks that it's just like something that's going on.
Having a conversation with a comedian, which is so much worse than a heckler.
Yeah.
Because a heckler at least is trying to provide a counterpoint or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's easy when you're just being antagonized.
Right. You're almost. It's almost like the heckler is fighting a conventional war against you, whereas the person who's so drunk they think they're having a conversation.
They're Pakistan.
Yeah, that is an unconventional. This is guerrilla warfare.
Yeah, you're like frenemies because it's like
we have to keep giving you aid, but we really wish we could explode.
Like
you.
He's actually trying. He's actually
well.
You won't talk to me. He's actually
why won't you talk to me?
He's actually right. more into it of, than the rest of the crowd. But then the problem is like you'll have a bit that's like. You know, 5 chunks, and you'll get through 2 of them, and the guy's like responding to your setup before you can get to the actual funny part.
Ugh. Well, you think you're better than me?
Yeah, and it's so uncomfortable because you have to figure out how long, like how much.
Yeah, are they ever going to stop?
Yeah. So anyway, this guy did a smart thing. Do you ever do that, Joe, where like someone's like heckling you, and you just sort of sit down and tell them to go on stage?
No, when people heckle me, I just completely ignore them. I never fucking address it. I just pretend like it didn't happen. Sometimes to my own, I don't know. I'm not, I'm not that good at like handling hecklers. Like I tend to just get annoyed.
Yeah.
Or I never like think of like clever. Like sometimes like with I'm better at handling female hecklers than guy hecklers because with guy hecklers like there's something in me that I just want to fight them.
Yeah.
Like I just are getting fucking like really just pissed off, so I try not to even talk to them.
So
and then I feel like the audience can sense that I'm angry at them and I want to kill them.
Yeah,
I hate their family too.
Yeah, I always worry that it's going to go too negative and it's just going to make me look like an asshole.
Yep.
And
and my whole like set is like I'm having fun on stage, you know. So
yeah.
It's like I start getting like guys that can handle hecklers are guys that are kind of already complaining.
Yeah, they're a little neurotic.
Or like I don't know.
So anyway,
it's like crowd work too. It's just that thing. Like it's like I don't really give a fuck about crowd work. I don't really want to do it. I don't give a shit. You know what I mean? Like
yeah.
I don't really when I watch people do it, I don't really care. But it always works. So I think some people really, you know, kind of flourish when they have a heckler. It's like, oh, this is great. You know.
Yeah. Speaking of crowd work,
I fucking hate it.
Justin was doing a pretty good job of handling the hecklers, but he did that one. The one bit where he's like asking about like who here has pets? Anybody here have cats?
Oh yeah.
And Vincent's over and he goes, "You have to woo. It's comic code."
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Fuck that.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, so this guy Jake Wiseman, he sits down and he's like tells the dude to go on stage and then he's like trying to direct him and the guy's just being a total jackknife and it's the bit's actually kind of dying. But then like the guy drops a bag of cocaine out of his pocket. And he's like, oh. And then he did a smart thing, which was like this went on for about 10 minutes. And at the end of it, he's like, well, I'm not dumb enough to try and do material after this. And I was watching that thinking, that's exactly like when Brendan almost got in the fight with the guy at the beginning of my set. Like, I don't know why I tried to do material after that. Because, like, it's just after,
there's
a fight or there's something that's that spontaneous that happens, there's no way that you're going to go back to
me acting like I'm spontaneous.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, you can't do it.
Speaking of cocaine, someone did send us an email
that
if you want to properly pronounce Michael Caine's name, Brendan, did you see this?
Yes, he said Michael Caine.
You say my cocaine.
My cocaine. Yeah, it works.
I mean, I just would always say that I defer.
Michael Caine.
See?
See?
Try it out, Joe.
Michael Caine.
Michael Caine.
See? How easy was that? I would just always defer to our resident Mike Cocaine expert.
I usually say it a little faster, so I'm Michael Caine. Michael Caine. But, you know, if you're starting out, just say Mike Cocaine. Yeah, that works.
Mike Cocaine.
Mike Cocaine. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Bruce.
This, all I want is a glass of Fernet Branca. Thanks to everyone who showed up to actually see my palsied rendition of Michael Caine.
Michael Caine.
And just we really appreciate just the random celebrity names that people were yelling at me as I was trying to talk.
On Saturday, speaking of which, you can get it, frogcast.com. Get the audio download. It's only $1. You won't hear the people yelling as much, but they were just for about 20 minutes yelling random names for Brendan to do. I'm actually a little sad that we didn't get any Willem Dafoe.
No, I didn't get a chance to do Willem Dafoe. Someone else yelled Mark Ruffalo, and I was in the middle of something, and I did want to actually get back to Mark Ruffalo because it is very visual, and it needs to be seen.
Hey, but why did – how did that show go, by the way, the podcast? Did you guys have a good turnout?
Yeah, it was great.
It was
very fun. It was – I don't know what else to say. It was awesome.
It was.
It's always weird, like you think it's going to be weirder to meet people that know you from the internet than it actually is? Like it's never been that weird, I have to say.
No,
it was
cool.
I've always assumed it was going to be way weirder than it turns out.
Yeah, it was awesome.
I was a little offended no one tried to take my face and make a little, you know, Brett mask out of it or just wear me as a suit.
Your fingers were crossed.
Yeah. Deeply uncomfortable.
How many people showed like what was the number?
We don't. It was two shows. Saturday was
four.
Saturday was probably like 80. Sunday was probably half that. Something like that.
Yeah.
Give or take a couple thousand people. It was fun. It was a good time.
Oh, we saw Dennis Miller at the barbecue restaurant beforehand.
Wait, why didn't you guys point him out to me?
I thought I did point him out to you.
You started making impressions.
What?
You just started
doing impressions. He's also kind of palsied. He's not quite palsied, but it's just kind of a tick. And it's like, yeah, well, you know, that 8-yard out route was exactly like the third defenestration of Prague here. You know, it's like Hannibal going through the mountains on his elephants.
You started doing that. You didn't give any context. Was he actually there?
Yeah, he was there. Yeah. I didn't talk to him or anything. He was just,
why would you want
to? He was just a dude standing in a barbecue restaurant, but, you know.
Yeah, you're like, oh, hey, Dennis, I really enjoyed your work. And I was like, blacks and fucking Jews! That's what he'd say. That's my impersonation of Dennis Miller now.
He didn't go full racist, did he? Or did he just... I thought he just went like crazy sort of...
No. Yeah, well, it was like xenophobic, which is, you know,
yeah,
pretty much the same thing.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
I'll go with that.
All right.
All right.
Well, I think...
Joe, I thought you were going to go into a show.
Yeah, but like you guys called me late and then... It's just, I mean, this is all fucked up at this point.
Just messed it all up. All right, well, thanks. Thanks for your pitches. I always like them.
Yeah, you guys. Hey, it's been fucking real, dude. Did you like it? Which one was your favorite one, though?
Ooh.
Let me run.
Yeah, give us a quick run.
My grandpa's a polar bear.
Okay.
DePardo, the right thing. Get that kitty to the Pope. Dalai Lama.
I kind of like Dalai Lamas.
I like my grandpa.
Bernardo Ricardo the Cum Eater.
It's Bernardo.
Oh, Bernardo the Cum Eater. Sorry.
That's definitely the strongest title.
Bernardo Ricardo the Cum Eater.
Bernardo Ricardo the Cum Eater.
Is there going to be like a Bernardo Ricardo the Cum Eater and Meepers crossover?
Meepers was, that was the little, what's the... That's that little guy in that
Webster, basically.
No, Meepers.
He lived in the forest or something?
I thought he was a 45-year-old man with Down syndrome. Who
no, Meepers is, I thought Meepers was Webster.
Yeah, he's the Plan B Webster.
Yeah.
If Webster dies, they've got Meepers.
He's the bad guy. Yeah, what's the dude's name? Oh, Manuel Lewis. So gross. What a weird fucking thing they have that. Yeah, two fucking shows on television with like little weird children with chromosome disorders.
I think it's I would much rather. I wish there was more kids with chromosome or pituitary disorders.
Like, would you rather that they? Yeah, would you rather they had acromegaly and it'd be like my baby, the giant, my giant baby, and it's just like a fucking kid with like a giant dome.
No, I just mean
what
I feel,
if they had harlequin ichthyosis?
Okay.
And you're like,
does that make you a
my
fish?
Baby is seal.
I just mean like I feel better looking at adults who look like kids playing kids than kids playing kids, because you sort of feel bad for the child actors when they're actually children.
Okay.
Like,
yeah.
Like Lights, Camera, Jackson, I feel sort of bad for him.
I've been on auditions where I have to like play, like I'm in there with like child actors, and they're so fucking like creepy. Like they just they've been trained so aggressively. Like like there was a little girl, she's maybe like 6, and I was in an audition with her, and I was supposed to play her dad, and I can't remember what it was. It was like, I said something that wasn't, we were supposed to like improvise, we were supposed to improvise some scene, and I said something that like wasn't right in the, like it didn't make sense within like the world that we had created with the improv.
Yeah.
And she was like, no, because remember we blah, blah, blah. And she was like, so on it. And she's like, of course I know that, because the da-da-da-da-da. And it was like, she caught it and I didn't. And she was just, it was just weird. Like, she was so in the fucking scene and like...
I don't mind the professionalism. I know we're going late, but I wanted to talk about this one more thing. This interview with Taylor Lautner recently, it just fucking creeped me out so bad. The thing that creeps me out is when they're like young, but they've had they've had too much media training where it's like they're
every
sort of
answers the same.
Yeah, like they've been trained super young to do that.
So Taylor, tell us about this. Well, you know, I was just working really hard in the scene and trained hard and sentiment lines and you know, it all worked out really well.
Yeah, and Taylor, he's just so awkward. I just want you to see some of this interview.
I didn't expect you to seem so... you? So, for the baby to see how you do with me first.
Sorry, I said they play Ernesto. A Twilight clip at the beginning. And it's weird, shockingly.
Is this a real movie?
All right.
It's just like a series of
it sounds like a scene from hell. It sounds like a Transformer.
Really,
and then there's like a train in the background.
In the movie, and obviously I'm talking about the imprinting scene. How much dread did you feel when you knew that that was approaching?
Yeah, I was nervous about that one. Because imprinting is a very complicated and touchy thing. It helped because we had Stephanie Meyer, who created this imprinting thing, on set with us the whole time. And trust me, I picked her brain quite a bit about it, and that made me feel a lot more comfortable.
He has a voice that makes you want to punch him so bad.
It's
sort of autistic.
Yeah, it's like a robot that's been trained to be.
You know, she invented the imprinting. And so, yeah, that made me, like, I asked a lot of
he's
questions.
He's like Vincent D'Onofrio in Men in Black, where he's like, sugar water!
Yeah. Where he's like, it's like he overemphasizes certain things to, like, replicate emotion now.
What was his name?
Almodovar.
Yeah, Almodovar.
Gustavo Almodovar.
And what was the balance you were finally able to set there? Because there's actually you get some humor out of a moment that could be really sort of cringeworthy, and, right. And you get that there.
Right. Yeah, I mean, right. Stephanie right. told me, stop trying to overthink it and overcomplicate it. Keep it simple. It's as simple as a lifelong bond between two people, and you don't need to think about what it's going to be, where it's going to go, because right now, at this stage, he's really more of a protector. That's kind of all it is. I mean,
he's talking about how his character, the werewolf, falls in love with an infant, by the way.
But, you know, it's like... Really...
Wait, what? Then what happened?
Joe, be serious. You've already seen Twilight twice.
What happened?
The werewolf falls in love with the vampire fetus.
Really?
Yeah.
That's what the impaction is?
Imprinting, yeah.
Impaction.
Yeah, he, like, decides he loves this little baby.
Like sexually? Like, he wants to fuck a baby fetus?
I mean, they don't say sexually because she's Mormon, but...
Interesting.
Basically sexual.
Brendan, you want to take us out of here before you take yourself out of here? Oh, no. All right,
I gotta pee. All right, cool.
And don't forget, add frotcast.com to this.
Oh, yeah. So we got the new site now at frotcast.com. Email us, frotcast@gmail.com. Joe, thanks for coming on.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
All right, Vince, what's the Google Voice number?
It's 415-275-0030.
Leave us some voicemails we won't listen to, and until next week...
Oh, we'll listen to it. We just might not play it.
Well, we won't play them on air. Until next week, good night.
For now, we are live in Orange County. Gustavo Almodovar.
Thank you.